Blog Talk Radio.
Bring the beat in.
Guest for you. She's been all over the indie scene and all over women's wrestling. Give it up for the lovely Crystal White.
Hi, everybody.
Yes, welcome to Wrestling It Factor. It's an honor.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes. Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Of course I was. You know, grew up in the 80s, so it was very popular back then. But, yeah, I wrestled, what was it, the summer before my freshman year in high school. They had the Northwestern College kids come and teach us some wrestling, and that's when I picked it up. So been doing it a long time. And after I graduated, I figured that would be the best possible career choice. But I love it. No, that's what I do.
Right. Besides amateur wrestling, do you have any other athletic background before wrestling?
Let's see. I did a little volleyball. I did a little bit of track and field, but mostly shot put and long jump, which I was just okay at. And a little bit of swimming, and that's pretty much it. I got terrible hand-eye coordination, so softball and basketball were out of the question. As far as any other, like, what do you call that, like wrestling type stuff, like taekwondo or anything?
Right.
I did a little bit of that. That's about it.
Awesome. What got your interest in becoming a wrestler?
Well, like I said, in my honest opinion, I think I'm pretty damn good at it, and I just like it. I like the physical contact of the sport, and it's an individual, not a team sport per se. That's per se.
And
you definitely love it.
And what's your memories of your first wrestling match?
My first match was, I want to say, October 1st or something like that back in 99. So it was like the weekend before my birthday. And I won the Windy City Pro Wrestling Ladies Championship that day, I think. So we did, I think it was at an outside show or something like that. And I came out with Willie the Bomb and Chi-Town T. And I can't remember who I beat for it, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I think you was a kid back then.
I was a baby.
Yeah. Also, what's your memories of working at WEW?
Well, that's the company I did the pay-per-views for, and we did it out in the old ECW arena. But from what I remember, it was backstage anyway. The girls were all fun. They were all a bunch of crazy broads, and they were awesome. And it was always a good show. I guess it kind of fizzled out or whatever happened to it. But, yeah, that was a long time ago, too, like 2002 or 2003 maybe, when I wrestled for them.
Yeah, definitely a lot of people remember your gorgeous blonde hair also.
I'll be blonde again soon, don't worry.
And also, do you consider WEW sort of like a raunchy Jerry Springer type of wrestling product?
A what?
So like a Jerry Springer attitude.
I wouldn't say it was Jerry Springer-esque, but it was a mix show. Like they had the pro girls, of course, and then they had their girls that they used and everything. Like, but my matches and half the other girls' matches weren't too raunchy per se. But they tried to mix it in a little bit, but it wasn't a good show.
What's your memories of the women's tag team tournament of WEW?
Excuse my French. Sorry. I'm trying to remember. There was a group match I was in. I can't remember anything ever. I got the worst memory. I could blame it. I'm taking all the bumps and everything. I can't remember, baby. I wish I could, but I'm pretty sure a lot of those matches from WEW are on YouTube, so feel free to check them out.
Yeah, I definitely did remember that the three-way with the Hillbilly family, along with it was sort of like a three-way match.
No, I remember it. I'm trying to remember a good part. Like I should have just looked at some of the matches beforehand, and I could tell you. But I do remember it. I just don't remember what happened. This is a lot. It's like 10 years ago, at least.
And I still remember that you did the best Samoan drop also for a woman also.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. But
definitely. What's your memories of trying out for the first WWE Tough Enough?
I remember it was a lot easier to audition. Like you made your 2-minute video, you just sent it in, and the people in WWE who saw it were the only ones who had to see it. So putting it out there on social media was definitely the hardest part of doing this one. But the first one wasn't bad, and I got a call back and I made it out to New York, and I made it to the top 25, but I didn't make the final cut, and I was devastated and I cried for like a week after it. So that's what I remember of that. But no, I saw a lot of things.
Right. And I was saying, you are a much better worker than the one that got the other two that made the Tough Enough cut, other females. You was definitely a better worker.
Well, I was a worker. The people that made it on the first one, most of them weren't. But when I was back there, when they were doing had everybody in New York, it's like you can kind of see who would have made it. So, for the most part, most of the people who made the show the first Tough Enough, I was able to pick that they were going to make it to the show, but I knew that they weren't going to make it far. So, oh well.
And did you have trouble with Taz also?
With Taz?
Yeah, was he at the tryouts, one of the judges?
For the first
along
one,
with
no.
Jim Ross?
The first one, I remember seeing Al Snow and Jackie, but not Taz.
Right. And you eventually end up working with Jackie also.
I did.
Down the line.
No, that was an awesome match. I liked it. And she worked really stiff, but it was totally worth it. The
right.
match I thought went awesome.
She definitely a hard-nosed women worker also, and even though she may seem small, but she can definitely she know how
yeah,
to.
She's all muscle. Mm-hmm.
Right. Amazing. She's still going to this day, definitely.
No, I certainly hope so.
Right. And we definitely hope that you definitely get called to Tough Enough, definitely, to see you on the reality show also.
Oh, fingers crossed. That'd be awesome to get out of the city for a little bit.
Right. And you even definitely got the hype to be part of that WWE Divas division with Alicia Fox. I think both of y'all 5'9".
5'8".
Oh, okay, sorry about that. Also, you have any memories of Dangerous Divas working at those shows for high spots?
Yes, a little bit.
What's your thoughts of wrestling April Hunter?
No, I like wrestling April Hunter. We didn't do too many matches, but I think she's a solid worker as well. Good look. I like it.
Right. Did you also... had the chance to work with her in WSU?
No, I did not. I don't think so.
All right. And I just still remember that that was sort of like a lot of huge names from WEW going to WSU a couple years later.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like amazing how now they are mostly on television, ODB and others like Talia Madison.
Okay.
And
what about them?
you definitely put on a did good work with Taya Madison also at Dangerous Divas also before she was Velvet Sky.
Oh yeah, okay.
And what is one of your finishes in wrestling?
Let's say I really like to do suplexes, so I do really the back suplex as my finisher.
Definitely another good finisher right there. And do you have any memories of working with Amber O'Neill?
Yes. What about him?
Yes, Amber O'Neill. What's your thoughts of working with a vet like her in the ring?
I can't remember, when was I in the ring with her? How long ago was that?
I said probably maybe like 10 years ago.
We're going to have to talk about a lot more recent matches because I know you're going to be so mad at the fact that I can't answer a lot of these questions
right. Just
on memory.
Yeah, and you had the chance to work with Tracy Brooks, right, from TNA also.
Mhm.
And what's your thoughts of working with her also?
I mean, I think all the girls are pretty decent, you know.
Right.
I haven't watched much of TNA lately, so I haven't really seen much of Tracy Brooks.
Right. Yeah, she's last time I heard that she's she married to Frankie Kazarian.
She's what?
She's married to Frankie Kazarian.
Okay.
Yeah, formerly from TNA.
Okay.
Yeah. And what's your thoughts of wrestling Shane Matthews?
I like to wrestle Shane Matthews. Those were really good matches. I know I won his title a couple of times. So I'd wrestle him again.
Right. Was it the intergender title?
Yes, it was.
And what's your thoughts of wrestling guys also, the difference between women?
As far as the guys are, I don't know. Like I said, I wrestled in high school, so I wrestled the guys a lot. So I'd say it's a little more comfortable, to be honest. But I can wrestle anybody. It doesn't matter.
Right. And what's your thoughts of working at AWS?
I love AWS. They put on a really good show, and they treat all the workers awesomely. So I do like going out to California to wrestle for them.
And I noticed that you also been teaming with Claudia on a lot of shows also. What's your thoughts of being a tag team with her?
We did the five guy versus five girl match. That's the most recent one I could think of that we won, of course. No, she's good. Like all the girls that they get out for AWS, they're all awesome. The girls that wrestle out in the West Coast definitely bring a nice new style to the indie scene.
Right.
And hopefully I can pick up some new moves.
And it over there is like their AWS is sort of like their version of PWG, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, in California.
All right.
And
I don't think I wrestled for them, did I? I think I'm definitely not good on remembering a lot of the promotions. And
right.
Anything that, like I said, anything before.
Yeah, that's the.
Before 2010
right.
is
right.
like very foggy.
Yeah, they've been around since 2004. Joey Ryan is one of their part owners.
Mhm.
And you had a chance also team with Candice LeRae, one of his tag team partners.
Okay.
And what was it like to be in the same ring with Candice LeRae?
Should I say the same as me being in a ring with a lot of the other girls?
Right.
You can ask them what it's like to be in a ring with Crystal.
Right. And you definitely also do a lot of kicks also.
Do what?
You definitely do a lot of kick a lot of works using your feet more.
I'm sorry, I couldn't even make that out, baby.
Right. And you, I think you use that Tabo training more to your work in the ring also.
Tabo.
Yeah.
Not really.
Are you interested in also working with other women down the line, like the Mercedes Martinez and the cheerleader Melissa?
I'm open to wrestling all those girls. I know there's a couple of girls that's been around wrestling about as long as I have, and I would love to get to wrestle as many of them as I can.
Right. Also, you have any do you watch the besides the WWE product, do you watch the TNA and Ring of Honor product?
Here and there, and they can. I'm trying to catch up on a little bit of the NXT and stuff too. So.
Right.
You know.
And which there the women has been busting their asses on that on NXT. They get more TV time. Triple H gives them.
What's that?
Yeah, Triple H since that's his that he's in charge with NXT.
Mm-hmm.
He gives the women more chances of a work of wrestling more, and also he likes the word women's wrestler than divas.
Well, and you know, when I started wrestling, I was the original diva. So no, I don't use that nickname anymore because now it seems pretty generic. But they are women,
right.
Women wrestlers. That's exactly what we are.
Right. Even though Vince McMahon, right. Even though Vince liked to use it as a promotion of word for the belt, but it looked kind of campy. I'd rather see the women's belt, you know, the original women's belt that looks 10 times better than the Divas belt also.
I think so. But I mean, the Divas belt would go good for me with my butterfly tattoo. So, I like it.
And it, but they just need to add some type of jewelry to it.
I mean, nothing little rhinestones and diamonds and stuff won't help, you know?
Right. Yeah. Definitely the women's NXT belt is much more, way better looking than that one.
I can't remember what the NXT belt looked like, but maybe I can add those to my collection one day.
Right. Definitely. you could be making your way down to Tampa. Tampa and Orlando area.
I'm always ready for it.
All right. Do you like the TNA women's knockout division?
Like I said, it's been a while since I've watched TNA, actually. But I knew a couple of years ago they had a pretty solid ladies division. I don't know what's going on with it now.
Yeah, they have a more segment of women now to the show also. They recently had a Divas Impact show two weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and even on pay-per-view that's coming out sometime this year, for one night only, they do every year for the Knockouts pay-per-view.
Okay.
So like a tournament type of style.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear this.
Right. Maybe we could be seeing you one day in the future on one of those TNA tapings or pay-per-views.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd be down for that.
Right. And definitely run into Angelina Love that you haven't worked for in a long time also.
Well, I'd love to get in the ring with a lot of these new girls they got floating around now.
Right.
You know, try to get in the ring a lot more this year.
Right. Even definitely the Awesome Kong also and the Gail Kim, definitely.
No, they're all on the list, so.
Right. And what you consider in, as a heel or baby face in wrestling?
Good question. I'd say more heel, try to be. But I'm working on changing up, perfecting my gimmick a little bit for this year, so it'll definitely be a heel.
Definitely. It's just actually so fun and, you know, comfortable to be a heel also.
I just want to try something a little different.
Right. And are you interested in also working outside the United States, going overseas to other...
Oh, I'd love to. As soon as I get my passport, first thing I'm doing.
Right. All these places like Canada or Mexico, even the UK.
I'd say Japan's number definitely top on my list.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be the highlight.
Right. And they definitely have the best dojos also, the Japan dojos over there.
No, I feel it definitely toughen me up a little bit.
Right. And I heard rumblings that New Japan could be adding a women's division also.
Doctor what?
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Uh-huh.
I heard they've been throwing it up as in a possibly in the works of a women's division over there.
Oh, okay.
Right. Since that's the major one of the major companies in Japan.
No, yeah, of course. Like I'd wrestle for them. I want to wrestle for as many promotions all over the world as I can, to be honest.
Right. Do you think that there's enough room for an all women's wrestling show for 2 hours on a primetime network?
Could they have an all girls show on primetime?
Yes.
Absolutely. As long as they don't make it, you know, too campy or whatever. I think girls,
right,
the women's matches can easily hold their own for
right,
an all women's show.
Yeah. I think the only one that failed at was trying to do that was some kid winning the Powerball and coming up with his version of 80s Glow.
Okay.
And
I did.
Yeah, it only just made it to syndication, but the only thing is it was outdated with the current.
You talking about Wrestlelicious?
Yeah, Wrestlelicious. Yeah.
No, I was on Wrestlelicious was Crush back in 2001, I believe, and pretty much the same concept, and that was Diva Las Vegas for that. So hopefully they'll bring Wrestlelicious back around, and that could be Diva Las Vegas for that as well.
Right. And I really do believe that it's enough room for women's promotional prime time, definitely, because you see all the if they can have all these women reality shows doing real good in the ratings, they can add a women's wrestling for a 2 hour program.
Well, like I said, all the girls that I wrestled with when I was out for AWS in Cali, like they can that was an all-girls show they had in one guy's match. But, yeah, like with the girls they have now in the business, that's easily doable.
Yeah, definitely, yes. And there have been several other women also coming from reality shows also are now in the wrestling business also.
What was that, baby?
Do you have any background in modeling also?
A little bit. That happened after I started wrestling, of course. It's a little local stuff, nothing crazy.
Right. You're definitely gorgeous, definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Perfect 10. Also, what was the one of your have any hardcore matches before?
Have I done a hardcore match? No.
Just usually the regular tag team or singles.
Of what?
I think you just had the intergender matches and also the tag and single matches. No other gimmick.
No, I don't do hardcore.
Right. Yeah, they. I think a few of these other women in the business that be doing hardcore, they mostly wrestle in the Philadelphia area for Club X Zone Wrestling.
Okay. I know Candace and Mephisto, they do a lot of hardcore.
Right, definitely. Even work with the guys also, I see.
What's that?
They also definitely work with the guys in hardcore matches also.
No, I mean, someone has to do it.
Right. And I'm definitely feeling your Tough Enough video also. That's everywhere on YouTube.
I know, it's so hard to put that out there.
Right. And I'm just hoping to see that on WWE Raw next week.
I hope so.
Right.
That would be awesome.
I mean, I've been kind of impressed with some of the videos that made it to Raw, but most of them seem like silly to me, though.
What's up, baby?
But it seemed like they was, nothing but a bunch of fans just trying to get their 15 minutes of fame.
No, of course you're going to have that, but hopefully they could weed through all of those and get the ones that really want and deserve to be on the show. So whatever that is,
right.
Hopefully
right.
I'm one of them.
Right. Definitely it will be a definitely better season than the other Tough Enough season, definitely. The other season of Tough Enough was like it may be like four of them that was already experienced from the Indies. The rest of them came from, I said, modeling backgrounds and reality TV.
Mhm.
And
like
one of them, I'm surprised made it to WWE. I think the former. Candace, the Candace character, definitely. When Austin, I thought he was going to explode at first and ask him, what is your favorite match of all time? And she was saying, Melina and Alicia Fox.
Okay.
Yeah, that on a reality show, and most of the trainers and students and participants was actually in shock right there. I think because Alicia Fox, that's where she first started. Also, she was kind of drained. Also,
well, you all got to start somewhere,
Right. But she paid for her. To go down to FCW, the Daily Developmental, to learn how to wrestle.
Mhm.
Yeah. She paid her dues. She didn't. Like several other ones come from a model agency. They get from the magazines. John Laurinaitis, or Vince does.
Mhm.
Yeah. But it's those are the ones right there that still get a lot of heat. The ones that they didn't grow up from the business that says that make it on WWE TV.
Mm-hmm. I can't complain about it. I mean, right place, right time. Sometimes it. If it happens to me, I've got my fingers crossed, over 15 years in the business. Hopefully it's bound to happen sometimes.
Yeah, it's definitely your time, definitely. I just hope Paul Levesque chooser, definitely. Because I see what I just want to see you on that WTV or NXT, even working with Tamina Snuka also.
Do what now?
Definitely working with Tamina Snuka also. The second generation of Jimmy Fly Snuka's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could definitely work with her or, like, ones like Natty Neidhart.
Oh, like I said, I could work with anybody. Like,
right.
Second generation newbies, it doesn't matter to me.
Right. And you never know, you might get or E Network also. And do you have any upcoming shows you want to plug?
No, but I have been talking to a couple of promotions, you know, through emails and phone calls and such, and trying to get some shows going on for the summertime to keep busy. So hopefully very soon I'll post them all on my Facebook.
Oh, that's wonderful, definitely. And you could definitely also promote them also on even on the Drew page at Wrestling F Factor Radio Drew page also.
No, I'll absolutely do that.
Yep, and also you could definitely try also the Wrestling F Factor Radio fan page also. You can put there, put a like right there, and you can plug them also there too.
I sure will.
And we definitely wish you a lot of success for this year.
No, I appreciate that.
Yep. Oh, these allergies, okay. spring. That's the only thing about springtime.
No, I know the weather's been terrible here, but soon as it gets to summertime, then a lot of boat weekdays in my future. Working my
right.
Fan.
Yeah. Yeah, pilot is like my trip tonight. Yeah, hopefully Global Woman be good this time of year for summer. Have any interested wrestling stories also? One or two?
Do I got tons of wrestling stories.
I mean, you can shoot with us, you know, go ahead.
I mean, I'm sure, well, you got to ask, give me something, because I'm not just going to start throwing out stories.
Any stories of Honky Tonk Man?
Honky Tonk Man? No, I was up in Superior, Wisconsin, when I met him on a show I did way back when, possibly 12 years ago or something like that. Not really cool dude. Didn't wrestle with him or anything. Just was able to talk to him for a little bit.
How about Primetime Amy Lee when he was in WEW? Any stories of her?
Nope. If you heard anything, I didn't. So
yeah.
There's not too many with the girls per se, I guess.
Yeah, because she's actually she is so funny, also down to earth, and she's like a comedian, remind me of Lisa Lampanelli.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, every time when she cut a promo and use cunt so many times in her promos.
I do.
Primetime Amy Lee.
Oh. Like I said, I can't remember too much far back.
Right.
past couple of years.
And let's see any stories. No funny stories or anything.
Funny like what, wardrobe malfunctions and the like.
Yeah, anything.
nothing recently. I figured out duct tape works wonders. So
right.
A lot of trial and error.
Right. Yeah, no Jetta Jackson malfunction or Stephanie McMahon. what you think about the promotions of Shine and Shimmer?
I have not worked for either one, but I'm open to it.
Right. And definitely Shimmer been added a lot of new additions to their roster this year also. Up there in Chicago.
Yeah, like I said, I've been kind of out of the loop the past year after my last show with AWS out there in Cali kind of injured my shoulder, so kind of took the past year off and everything, nursing it back to health and trying to get back into shape. So we'll see what this new year holds in store for me. I'll try to do a lot more local stuff too if I can.
Yeah, definitely. We want that your show to be at 100%.
I mean, so far so good. It feels fine.
Right. Yep, I know how that felt though.
My age, I can't afford to be get too many injuries.
Right.
Definitely don't want to come back before I'm ready.
Right. I still remember when I was 20, I felt it right at a wrestling school in the Northeast. Yeah. That was it right there. Also took months off and came back another year and. I had, and I'm working with a stiffer guy also. Yeah, that was I think that was it right there. I had injured my ankle right there. He was actually stiff, but that's the life of a any wrestler, though.
It is. No, but I always try to tell everybody, just take it easy and don't go kill yourself in the ring, you know. Try to get some longevity out of it if you can.
Right. You had you had a chance to watch ESPN, WWE, I think it was a 30 for 30 special last week.
I did not.
it was actually a good documentary on NXT. The guys that had been doing that, like even Adam Rose and even Xavier Woods, out of character and stuff, talking about their families and careers and stuff.
Mhm.
And even even the one Corey Graves was on there also. That's no longer a wrestler. That's now announcer for NXT because of a lot of concussion problems.
Uh huh.
And it was actually a very good piece on it, though.
Oh, I have to look it up.
Right.
Check it out.
And I just hope it did very good in the ratings and show other people that doesn't understand how wrestling is on people's bodies and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's definitely touching, though, and it felt, and I know why that Adam Rose should be a babyface, because even he a very nice guy. He just Triple H doesn't think that he'll fit a heel because of his personality.
I mean, you gotta do what works for you, I guess.
Right, and they showed his son also that he had a lot of a lot of surgeries and stuff ever since a baby,
mm-hmm.
and that was the most touching thing on the show also.
I'm sorry, what was that, baby?
Yeah, his little son, Adam Rose's son. And that was like his he said his inspirational of keep doing wrestling. And they did a wonderful job. You should check it out, though.
I will. Yeah, I try to keep up and keep an eye out on what else everybody's doing nowadays and just try to keep myself updated.
Right. Have you catched the new Lucha Libre Lucha Underground show?
I have seen that. I love the production on it.
Yeah, Robert Rodriguez does a good job along with Triple A Mexico.
I mean, I've only seen one episode of it, but from what I've seen it, like, I really like how that show is put on.
Right.
They make all the talking and everything look a little more interesting.
Right, and definitely the women have that chance to wrestle men also on the show also.
Now, they could have a little bit more women in their, you know, their group, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, if you only have two girls, of course they got to wrestle somebody.
Right. And
maybe
I just hope they...
Maybe I'll put my name in that hat.
Yeah, definitely. I think they need more indie women also. Because they got one luchadora, Sexy Star, and even the other one, Eva Lee's also, but the rest of them came from WWE and former NXT wrestlers also on the show.
Yeah, well, like I said, hopefully this year I'll be able to get my face out there a little bit more and get on everybody's radar.
Right.
But my skills for this.
Yeah, you definitely fans, look out for Crystal White.
Please do.
Definitely. And do you have any other final thoughts also?
Not really. Just that hopefully this year brings a lot more opportunities for me to wrestle more and travel and try to get my face out there. And like I said, it's what I love to do. And if I could do it all the time, I'd be absolutely happy with it. So I'm working on it.
Right. And that's everything you want to plug also?
Off the top of my head, yes.
Okay. It was nice for you to be on the Come On Wrestling F Factor radio. You can come back anytime.
Well, I'm glad you have me, so thank you.
Definitely.
Appreciate it.
Yes, it's an honor, definitely. This show is for all the students and even workers from the Indies also.
Oh, good.
Right. Definitely to put over and also introduce them to even we have a lot of fans that are also casual wrestling fans, get to know more of the talent that they don't see on television or other promotions.
Well, I appreciate that. No, there's definitely a lot of good workers out there, and like I said, I'll just go to the shows and support indie wrestling and show them your support, you know?
Right. Yes. And you could come back anytime just to tell us all these new stories, old stories.
Oh, absolutely. I'll try to get some together for you guys and send a nice little story for you.
Crystal, you have a good night.
You too, baby.
All right.
Thanks for having
me. You're welcome.
Yes, Chuck and I, as soon as I get some show dates squared away for myself, I will definitely hit you up and put it on the Facebook page for you guys.
Oh, that's wonderful. I appreciate it.
Thank you. So is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Well, I am just going to get up and take my dog out for a little night walk or something and relax and watch some cartoons for the rest of the night. That's my plan for my Tuesday.
Oh. That's your little homie.
That's how I spend my weekdays.
I know that's right.
But yeah, baby, thank you for having me on the show today. Appreciate it. Next time, like I said, I'll have a little bit more stories to tell you guys, and hopefully I'll have some shows coming up so to let you guys know where to check me out.
Definitely. You definitely have a blessed night, definitely.
You too, baby.
All right.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
I'll talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you soon also.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the wonderful, talented, and gorgeous women's wrestler, Crystal White. If you want to download this episode right on Blog Talk Radio, Wrestling F Factor Radio Archives, or at Wrestling F Factor Radio Drew page right on Facebook, or our fan page at Wrestling F Factor Radio Show. This is Way Benitez signing off. Later.